with a history of kings and queens and heroic figures, modern-day England exudes the image of a noble nation and a kind-hearted people. As a multicultural nation that is diverse in religious customs and beliefs, England is truly unique as one of the world's leading countries. It embodies an aura of romance and fantasy, of gallantry and nobility. On the brink of a new millennium, a noble sage arrived in England to share the secrets of heaven and life after death. A world-famous humanitarian, spiritual teacher and artist, Supreme Master Ching Hai selflessly embarked on an 18-country lecture tour to share the message of hope, love and peace. Her wisdom and wit soothed and rejuvenated the hearts of all who sought to rediscover the inner sanctum of truth and the kingdom of God. We now invite you to listen to the lecture entitled Face Life with Courage, delivered by Supreme Master Ching Hai on June the 9th, 1999 in London, England.
Many people have reported profound spiritual experiences using consciousness-alerting drugs. Why do you advise not to use intoxicants?
You know why. Number one, it costs too much. I mean, financially and physically. If you one time you don't have money to afford it, you'll be in agony. Yeah? That's one thing. Even if the vision you see while taking drug is real, okay, let's say even if it is real, you can't have it again without drug. And then the drug making you addicted, making your life in hell, making you spend all your money, energy, looking for drug every day. You're not looking for God then after a while, you're looking for drug. Because you need it, yeah? And then God is become exchange for drug. You know, and it's very dangerous for yourself and cause suffering for your loved ones. In the long term, even if it affords you heaven every time you have drug, it is not worth it, okay? My method to teach you, you don't need to pay any penny. You sit in your armchair like you're resting or having a break, and then you talk to God. And even when you're unconscious, God is there. You don't have money, God is there. You have accident, God is there. You die, God is there. When you die, you cannot take drug and you can't see God. For example, huh? Drug is very harmful to your body. Even little cigarette, you know how harmful it is. It makes me cough for 1 month now. Just inhaling all this, the airport second-hand generosity. And taxi and hotel, because I run around Europe this time so fast I don't have time to book for good hotel. Sometimes I stay in one star, no star hotel, and they smoke all over and I got sick, you know. So even a little cigarette, you don't know it. It harms you all so much already. Not to talk about heavier drug, yeah? If you want to be alert, be awakened all the time, drugs doing the opposite. It make you dull, it make you drunk, it make you in a stupor, you know?
Thank you.
You want to see God in all consciousness, in all awakefulness, in all enjoyment, not while you are stoned, yes, high or dropping, you know, and hang over. Yes, you know it.
What about medicines?
Medicine?
They have effects on the mind as well, it's true.
Yes, yes, yes. Of course, it is in extreme case that we have to use medicine. Originally, drug, alcohol, all these originally used for medicinal purpose only. And then later, people like it and they take more and more. Alcohol used to use only in medicine. Yeah? And drug also. Just in extreme case to dull the nerve so that you don't feel pain. So can you imagine how it dulls your nerves every day? Nah? Dulling the nerve doesn't mean the pain will not be there. Yeah? And just making you more addicted and become half of yourself. You know what it's like with the drug addict people? The television shows you, the newspaper reported to you, how much harmful is done to yourself and the family members. I am very, very sympathetic to people who has been tricked into using this kind of terrible substitute, but I do not blame you. I love you even more. I know you are desperate. I know you want God above all else, and you thought these kind of things would bring you to the heavenly happiness that you crave for in your soul. So you take any substitute, but beware, okay? Better wait than be sorry. Wait until your right moment, find the right friend who really unconditionally love and help you. Then you can see heaven is more lasting and safe.
Why do you call yourself master? God said only one master.
Why should not I call myself master? Should I call myself what? Student? Huh? I am not your master. God is a master. God is the one who worked through me for you. He's a supreme master. I'm just an instrument. Why you worry about this physical body? Huh? It's not God. It's God inside. The one who will teach you. Yeah? I am not anything. This body is not anything. All right? Okay?
Master, once you are initiated, does the master guide the soul in his or her radiant form within?
Yes, yes. If necessary. Yes. Most of the time, they also can see their worship master inside, like if they believe in Jesus, they will see Jesus inside and guide him also. But sometimes Jesus tired, he say, okay, go to Miss Jinghai, something like that. We work together, so it doesn't matter. Only in extreme case, and you need, then the transformation body of the master, the highest form of God, come to you and help you, yes.
Could you define God? You use the word God very often. What is your meaning?
I don't really know how to define him. It is as difficult as to define love when you fall in love. I try. I'm just afraid that even the most eloquent person in this planet cannot glorify God by this limited language of humankind. I can only tell you very humbly that God is the one who created us. From God we come out, and to God we will return. You can call him another name, the Most High, the Father, the Mother, the Buddha, the Chief Buddha, the Buddha Nature, the Allah, whatever you call. Yeah? It is the name, the most holy, the most sacred that humankind use is God. Yeah, so I also temporarily have to use that name to describe our Father to you, the creators of all beings, the one who give us all love and life in this world. Without God, we could not even breathe here. We could not even function, could not even think. He is the source of all wisdom, of all happiness. When you're in the most happy moment of your life, that's when you're very close to the happiness of heaven, close to God. When you're most loving in your heart, when you give unconditionally, that is when God manifests within you. And the more of this quality manifests within without you, that means the more you are closer to God. God is not something we can talk about. We can only feel it, we can know it, we can enjoy. Because God is a tremendous power of love and protection and forgiveness and safety. Once we rest in the knowledge of God, the recognition of God, we fear nothing. Just like the Bible says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Only when we know God, we can say that.
Many of us wish to repent our sins, but cannot feel a sense of forgiveness. How can we achieve forgiveness?
Yes. It's difficult to erase the guilt consciousness within us once we have done something wrong. That's why we should keep the Ten Commandments. Yeah? Or the Buddhists keep the Five Commandments. It's exactly the same. Buddhists also tell you, don't kill, don't steal, don't tell lies, treat others as you would like to be treated. Exactly the same. Yeah? Just shorten, more condensed in Buddhism. But Buddhists also have Ten Commandments, and also other religions have also Five or Ten Commandments similarly. Means we should, as a human being, act nobly, act responsibly, and know before we act, so we don't have a bad consequence. But should we fail that, okay, maybe you try to repent and you do the opposite. For example, you have happened to steal something from somebody. Now you repent, you try to give that money back. Tell him that you have stolen from him, and that's how you feel better. And if you have no courage to tell him, you put it in his desk or something, accidentally, that he found the money back. Or if you couldn't find that person because he's gone or he's dead, you give that money to charity, to the persons that need them. Give more, a little bit more, because there's interest meanwhile. Then you will feel the burden, you know, better, and promise yourself not to do it again. Repentance alone is not good enough. You have to make up for it, okay? That's why you see a lot of things out there written, or the brother just read you a long list of do and don'ts. Not because God is strict, but because in this physical world, whatever we sow, that we will reap, yeah? But in heaven, there's nothing like that, because there's no temptation also. We don't ever do anything wrong in heaven. Just here, we have to beware of the temptation and the traps, because the nature of this world is that it gives a lot of traps so that we fall in. Once we fall in, we stay here forever and become slave to this physical king of the material world, and he likes that. Yeah?
I want to go back home. Could you please tell me how I can be sure to reach there safely?
I will show you. If you have 1 hour for me, 1.5 or 2 hours for me after this, I'll show you the whole thing, and then you do it alone. Okay? But if you just want a taste of God, I give you right now. Soon.
Is it correct that the sole cause of all problems that are existent within this world stem from the singular thought and perspective of separatism?
From God, right? Yes. Yes, we live in the world of duality. That's why we could tell lie. That's why we could cheat. That's why we could kill one another, because we think he's different from me. It's a duality power of this world that's deluded us, cheat us into thinking that the next person is something different from us. Even at the colors of the skin, or even as the boundary of the nation, or even as the different opinions, we think he's different. We have to kill him in order to have the monopoly of the one opinion. And that's why we could do it. So in order to rise above this separateness from each other and from God, we have to go inside and know the truth that we are one. Only inside can I prove it to you. Outside, I cannot erase the color of his black skin. I cannot erase the boundary between England and France. But inside, I can show you that originally, we are the same essence, and we have only one Father. His name is whatever you call. We say God.
Can you explain the significance of initiation?
Yes. Initiation is a time when you agree, that you want to know God, and that you will want to know God every day. So I will show you how to do it every day, so that even if I die tomorrow, you can continue your meditation. And if you have any question, of course you can write to me or ask me or come to visit me. And even if you don't have question, when we meditate together, God will show you more by silence teaching of the word. And that's the essence of initiation. Actually, it's no spoken language during initiation. The instruction is only like, okay, you sit there, relax, and pay attention to where, and try to do this, do that. And if the Satan come, what you do to dispel him? If God come, how you know if it's him? If Jesus come, you know how it's him? If, you know, how to concentrate, how to see the light, how to pierce the curtain, pierce the moon and star, the sun, in order to go further than the moon and the sun and the star, etc., etc. These are just verbal instructions for to know how, in case you encounter these things. But the initiation is absolutely in silence, because God will initiate you. And God doesn't need any language, anything, any action. I also don't do anything. I will just be there to show you the way, and you walk with God, yeah? But I stand by all the time. Even if I'm not here, I stand by 24 hours. I must look after you until you reach God yourself. I mean, until you completely know God. Today I will show just a part of it, because we cannot know the whole thing in one day. Also, you're not used to it, the deep concentration. Today I just show you, and then every day you do it, and you do more and more, and you know God, and then you will let God teach you, all right? And that is the so-called initiation. That's why I cannot tell you what, because the real initiation is no talking, yeah? No talking. In the silence, you will see the light, you will see God, you will hear the word of God. Now I'm talking, just some of you will. Because some of you are so pure in the heart, you can see the light right now. You can hear the word somewhat. But the real initiation gives you permanent instruction, and you can do it at home. Okay? You don't need a teacher. You don't really need, because you are the teacher. God will teach you. Yes.
You said that often we are scared of our ability of achieving our goals. What is the key for letting go?
Just practice again and again, until you know there's no danger walking in the air of going back to heaven. It is our mind, which is so used to with the physical thing that we can grab, we can hold, So when we leave the body, we feel a little bit, in the beginning, yeah? We feel like, oh, where am I now? You know, walking without feet, yeah? Seeing without eyes. And you just feel yourself so expand. You feel like you become one with the whole sky sometimes, or you just feel like you don't have anything to grab. It's just the habit of grabbing things. But after a while, you get used to it and you enjoy. And you want to go higher and higher. And that's when you soar up into the highest heaven and declare that I and my Father are one, because you face Him. You face God. And He just makes you say that. But be careful. Don't say that to anybody unless God tell you to. Because telling people is a not very safe thing to do. People do not understand. And that's why they crucify Jesus. But He has to say the truth. He's the one chosen to teach. So He has to say that He is enlightened. He is a teacher. Otherwise, the enlightened person don't even want to talk about it. He just enjoys so much. He doesn't even care to teach anybody. He doesn't even think that anybody needs teaching. He will see everyone as God. And that's a problem with being a master or a teacher, because God has to push you out. You just don't see the suffering anymore. You see that everyone is perfect, because you see right through the soul. You respect everybody, and you don't feel the need of anybody anymore. So sometimes God has to tell you again and again, go out, tell my children, bring them home, do something. And if you don't go, He will kick you. He really will. Yeah, He make you sick, He make you restless, He will make trouble, so that you have to go out and do your job. Otherwise, the enlightened person would keep quiet all the time.
My question was, does it ever worry you? Do your followers ever scare you? Does it ever worry you that you have so many followers?
Okay, I will answer you right now. Do I scare the too many followers? Yeah? No. Never, ever. Because they're very peaceful. They cannot try to rely to me too much, because they will know it inside themselves, and God will teach them independently. But of course, I am their good friend, and they like to see me now and again. Also, some physical questions, you know, sometimes when they are a little confused, because not all of them are complete enlightened in a short time. So they still need a little contact, but they don't depend on me. Everybody knows. And also, I'm a very, very independent person. I don't allow anyone attached to me very much. I travel alone, you know that? I take my own luggage. I book my own ticket. I book my own hotel. Yes. You're welcome. Yes. Yes. My view on karma? Oh, we talk so much already? All right. As the Bible says, as you sow, so shall you reap. So make sure your action, your speech, and your thought are as pure as you expect yourself as a God person to be, okay? Think of Jesus, for example. If you are Buddhist, you think of the Buddha, yeah? In this situation, what would the Buddha do? Yeah? Okay? Yes. Always think of the highest choice, highest choice. Like, okay, what do I want to show myself now? Should I show myself as a terrible person, a vengeful person, or should I show myself as a son of the Buddha, as a loving one? Then you choose what aspect of yourself you want to represent to the world. That is always the question of your choice. To me, all the great religion point to the same truth. So I do not advocate the discrimination. Yes, I respect all faith. Yeah, all right. Your name only. Yes, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah? What's the difference between prayers and meditation? Oh, I tell you. Prayers is when we still feel that God is outside us or in heaven. Meditation is when you can see God within yourself. Yeah? And ask direct questions or receive direct teaching. Prayers
is necessary when we don't know God yet, when we don't have the direct contact, so we keep calling Him. Yes? Meditation is when you can receive His teaching or advice directly. For example, okay? What do you pray for normally? For peace in the world? In yourself? All right. You see, because you don't have peace yet, so you have to pray for it. You say, God, please grant me peace, grant me peace. On meditation, I don't know about all the meditation. I tried it. But this one is the one who gives you peace right away, so you don't even have to pray for it. It's strong, yes, because you have direct link with God. Your telephone to Him is reopened, yeah, refixed again. And now the connection between ourselves and God is kind of severed or blocked, yeah. At the time of initiation, I will fix that for you. Or God will do it through this being. And then you will see Him, and daily you can see Him in different forms, yeah? In the form of light, in the form of past master, like Jesus, as I have told you, or as a form of another human being within, and then you see Him there. So you don't even need to pray. Everything you think of is immediately reported, yeah? And then it will manifest to you. That's why it is say, seek you first, God, and everything else will come to you. And now because our connection is severe or blocked or damaged, so even God talk to you, tell you what to do to get the right answer, you don't hear. You see? So you have to pray and pray. And maybe your prayers will come true, maybe not. Because you don't hear what God tell you to do. You see what I mean? For example, if you come to me for advice, yeah? And you keep asking all the time, Jinghai, 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 then I cannot tell you what to do. But if you're quiet, I can tell you now. Same thing. I just teach you how to quiet down so you can hear God telling you. You see? So you don't even need to pray. He knows you already. Yeah? That's why in the Bible it is said that the Father knows everything before you even pray. But that is only effective for the initiated people, the one who connect with God. Okay? Are you satisfied? Yes, sir. I know that. Then you just try the half initiation. Try that first. And maybe there's a will, there's a way. And God will show you how, maybe later, if you pray high enough. Okay. Vegetarian is that easy today. There's so many health food stores, many Chinese stores, they sell all kind of imitation meat, which is more nutritious than real meat, and you don't even eat a lot to feel yourself too heavy. You eat even little, it already fills you with energy, and then you digest quickly, you have less disease with that. And the animals' energy of fear and hatred will not cling to your being and make you feel even lighter and happier, yeah? That is the benefit of vegetarian, even before meditation or anything. You feel different change. You see, all the hospital are full of people who are rich and have wealthy and have a lot of meat to eat. Yeah? The Chinese people in China, they just eat simple vegetable and tofu and all that. Their cancer rate is the lowest in the world compared to other countries who have more meat to eat. So think about that.
maintain cleaner air, save 4.5 tons of emissions per U.S. household per year, stop 80% of global warming, plus more. Save your life. Be veg, go green.
Even if you don't believe in my teaching, you believe in the scientific research, which is good for the body and the mind. Only when the body is healthy, the mind can think straight, you see? Then you become more clear in your daily matters also, yeah? Whatever I tell you here is good for you only, not a forbidden things, or like if you don't, you go to hell. Not such thing like that. Just is good for you, and you make the choice, okay? All right? Anything else? Any other question you want to ask? You didn't have a chance in there? Yes? You have? Okay. The love of God is 10,000 times stronger than that. Yeah? And when it manifested in you, if you allow it to germinate and manifest and remind it into the way of love, yeah? Through daily, constant reminding and practicing the presence of God, you will assimilate God's love within yourself, awaken the love that is already within you, which is God, and then you will have more love for more than one person, yes? And then you will feel as if you can love everyone as much as your wife or as much as your girlfriend. And then until the love develops to the peak of it, just like the way Jesus has, then you can sacrifice your life, lay it down for anyone that is really needed for the good cause. See what I mean? And that is when you achieve the ultimate love, which is God. And that is when you manifest God on this planet. You represent Him. You let His love flow through you and benefits all beings. And everyone you walk by will like to look at you again. Even though if their eyes are closed, their spiritual eyes are closed, they still feel the love from you. And they will feel very comfortable by you. That's why when Jesus was alive, people just touched His clothes and they feel happy and they healed because of such a tremendous love that flowed from Him. Yeah? Okay, are you satisfied? Yeah, I love you too. Yes.
If someone see life, how can be sure that this is God?
You think devil will have light? Only God has light. Yes, only heaven has light. You mean the inside light that's bright like the sun, sometimes more than thousand suns. That must be from God. It must be God. Because heaven is the place that has light. God is the one who has light. So the saint in the past, you see all the picture with the light, okay? So when you see light, that is God's light, nothing else. The devil cannot have light. He's a darkness representative. He only can pull you in darkness, you see? So if you see light, that is for sure is God, okay? No doubt about it, all right? Just make sure that light is in you forever. You might lose it even if you forget it. So you must meditate every day in order to retain this light and remember, okay? So that the light shine in darkness, shine in this dark cell, and then every day you can see it. Then every day you're close to God, okay? We are here to learn different experience, yes? But we do belong to heaven at the same time. That's why I want to show you. You can go back and forth, see? Before you die, even. So you know where you're going next. Initiated people know when they die, at least 3 days in advance, so they can tie up their business. Most people don't know. Only initiated people know, yeah? God will come and tell them. All right. Yeah, yeah. Okay. Death is nothing to fear, okay? Fear is the only problem, not death. Most people, if they are good in this life, even they don't get initiation, they go to heaven, okay? If they're good. Don't worry about death, okay? with no hell for you. No, I promise. I promise on my dead body. No. 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 If you're so good, how can you go to hell? God will teach you every day from today after initiation, yeah? And you will know nothing to fear. Even after you die, you take your relatives with you. You might die before, you might die after, but I make sure that all your relatives, even the one who died before you, like grandma, grandpa, who haven't seen, I bring them to all to you, the same place. I promise. And God is my witness. You don't miss them. Don't worry, okay? They will all come to you. All right? And you will even save them. Suppose if they are in hell now, at the time of initiation, because of the power of your enlightenment, they will be go to heaven. Yes, you are the most filial daughter for doing this. Okay? Don't worry. I promise all your relatives will come to you. When you die or when they die. All right? Okay? We will be together forever. Yes. That's the way. That's why we have to practice this meditation. So God can help all of us, you see? Not only He helps you, He helps all your relatives and friends, even your dog, your cat to come to you. Yes, I'm not kidding. Otherwise, what for you have to follow Jesus or get enlightenment, no heaven, no God? What's the difference? What is the difference if you know it or not know? You see, there is a big difference.
Yeah, I read a lot about predictions and he said that on the 17th of August something would happen.
17 August, only one more month. Where do we run now?
So I saw a scientific research which said that a thing would come into the atmosphere on that day.
Yeah, they say that many times already. How many times comets supposed to hit us? Don't worry about all this. Huh? Don't worry. No, you have to know heaven and then you don't worry anything else. Because even if you worry, what can you do? Huh? So you have to take refuge in God now. Okay? And then you can see something more positive. He sees something negative. It's his problem. Because his level is negative. Okay? I show you a higher vision. And then you see something different. Alright? One person's prediction is not always correct for the whole mankind. Because sometimes people sit and then they see something. People see even hell. Yeah? That's next to him. But that doesn't mean that hell comes to all of us. It never does. Yeah? People see according to their level, alright? If he's a very good psychic, but if he wasn't vegetarian, if he wasn't initiated by a highest master, then he can only see some small vision now at that level, yeah? So don't believe in all that. I'm going to be here, past the year 2000, you will see. Don't worry about the end of the world, it won't happen, okay? Just be good. Just be good, huh? Be good. Remember God, okay? Pray. Even if you don't get initiation and learn with me, pray in your heart. Pray with all your know, yeah? Pray to God. God loves us. Nothing happened to you, nothing happened. I promise, nothing. Okay, bye-bye.
We appreciate your company on today's episode of Words of Wisdom. Up next is a music and poetry only on Supreme Master Television. May your life be graced abundantly with God's boundless love and blessings.